so you guys are on kind of a nice little run.
Yeah, we're starting to get things put together again. You know, tonight's going to be a good test for us. James Valley's a great team, and we're going to have to come out and play the best that we can. So we're in a good spot right now, but we've got a long season left to go.
Well, and one more thing about your team before we move on to your opponent. You kind of knew you had some nice pieces coming into this season. It was just a matter of all the moving parts fitting together, and it just seems like they kind of are.
Yeah, we have a lot of good talent on the floor. We're pretty deep, and so it was just learning how to play together, picking up all the little things that happens with varsity basketball. A lot of them haven't played a lot of varsity, so it was just getting comfortable in that sense and coming together as a team.
James Valley Christian tonight, as you mentioned, 7-4. They're coming off a third-place finish at the 281. Maybe, I don't know if Rusty will figure in. They haven't played in about a week here, but what kind of information do you have on JVC, Coach?
They're good up and down the floor. They're defensively, you know, they get after it. We're going to have to, like I said, play a good game. We've got to be ready for the intensity, and we've got to be ready for a few wrinkles that they can throw in at you that other teams just don't.
What sort of course are you, Coach Norton? Do you keep an eye on where the playoff, like the postseason situation is? Is it way too early to even talk about that, or is that just something you don't even concern yourself with until game 20 is over?
For the most part, I don't worry about it. You know, if we're going to get better game by game, we got to worry about the next game, and we've got a tough stretch coming up. We play Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and we've got some top teams in that stretch. So if we start worrying about where we're going to end up, we won't do well within this piece. So, no, I don't worry about it too much. If we do what we need to do, hopefully we end up where we should.
We'll put a steal on your books, Coach. You stole my last question. That's what I was going to say. Your schedule gets so nuts here over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, make-up game with Chamberlain, you know, kind of throws it in there, but, you know, that's part of it. And once you get to the postseason, you can't be guaranteed that you're getting days off. With snow and the winter weather that we have, you don't know what you're going to have. So it's just about adapting and playing what you can when you can.
Real good, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Good luck in the game.
Thank you very much.
Eric Norton, our head coach of the Rustler Girls. Let's send it back to the studios, come back with Coach Robinson, and we'll be about ready for tip-off of the girls' game. It's the Vikings hosting the Rustlers. Miller at JBC, a girl-boy doubleheader on KOKK.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50 to 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have figured the pulse of the local markets and the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back to the pregame show on KOKK, live from James Valley Christian tonight as the Vikings host the Miller Rustlers here for both the girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have both live on the air here on KOKK. And, of course, we sat down already. Had a quick talk with Eric Norton. Right now we sit down with the hometown head girls coach, Krista Robinson. And Krista, thanks for joining us here. 7-4 on the year. First off, congratulations. Third place finish at the 281. And a basket away from being in that title game. I know that had to hurt, but congratulations on that third place.
Yeah, it did. You know, that game with Springs was a good game. You know, we didn't help ourselves much that game. We got out-rebounded 49-29, gave up 15 second chance points, and we shot 24%, and we only got beat by two. So when you look at it that way, it's like, okay, we were lucky to be in it by two. But, you know, we'll get them again, and I think it'll be another good game. We came out and played well against Iroquois. We responded well. I tell a lot of to the girls that sometimes it's how you respond to the situations. I was happy of how we came out and kind of hit it all cylinders that game. So we ended it well. Third place was nice. You know, we're seeded fourth. We ended up third, so you're better than what you got seated. You know, that's a step in the right direction.
I'm sure you would have liked to probably see how they respond to that third place win before tonight. You've got a whole week off here.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of nice, though, because leading up to 281, we kind of have a busy schedule, and if the Hanson Classic would have been played, you know, we would have played a busy schedule playing Friday, Saturday. But, you know, it was nice to kind of just gather the troops a little bit, go over you have a little bit of a break because now we play Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So we're back on the wagon, I guess, right away, going boom, boom, boom. So it'll be all right, I think.
Well, and that's that grind that you kind of got to be into come postseason time. So
it is. Once you hit that 2-8-1 conference, that's kind of, I always tell the girls, it's a mid-season grind. We got to push through it. You know, this is when you become mentally tough. You know, when you get to the end of the season and you're pushing into regions, this is that same mindset. So you got to learn now that, hey, we got to be mentally tough and just battle through it.
You have a nice test here tonight, the Miller Wrestlers. I've seen them a handful of times on the year. They've got kind of a youth thing going, but they're pretty tough.
Yeah, they do. They're kind of very similar to us, where they got some experience, but they got some youth. You know, there's some good athletes there, and I think it'll be a good game for us here. You know, they've been playing very well, and I've watched them play a few game films here, and you know, I think it'd be a good matchup for us.
Anything you see in watching them that you think you might be able to take advantage of? Maybe exploit's a strong word, but you know what I mean. Something that you thought, hey, we might be able to work with that.
You know, we're really fortunate, and it's kind of something we can take advantage of a lot with a lot of teams. We have some nice, solid, tall guards that we can move them inside out if there's a mismatch. You know, Addy Barthel can step out and shoot the three if they got someone big on her. So, no, we try to utilize that every game, and, you know, it's something that's fortunate we got going for us right now that we can do that. And, you know, we'll try to use that to our advantage tonight again and see how it works out for us.
I've seen both of these teams play a handful of times. This should be a fantastic game. So good luck in the game. Thanks for talking to us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Krista Robinson, their head coach of the Lady Vikings. We'll send it back to the studios, come back with starting lineups, officials, and tip-off here. We're ready for the girls' game here in our first of two on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Clark Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Clark Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian School, north edge of Huron, sign of a doubleheader tonight between the Miller Rustlers and the James Valley Christian Vikings. Girls game comes up first, and 7-4, the hometown Vikings, 8-2, the Miller Rustlers. Is Miller the halfway point here previous to this evening? James Valley, of course, crossed over that threshold in the third place game of the 281, a game they won over Iroquois Lake Preston, as you heard there from Coach Robinson. We'll have our officials here in the pregame show, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll have, of course, our starting lineups, but first we'll take a quick break for the national anthem. Back after this with starters, officials, and tip-off. Our first of two, James Valley Christian hosting Miller in a girls' game. Take a two-minute timeout for the national anthem here on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwitzen, agent at Volkwitzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beagle beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian School here on the north edge of Huron as we get set for a boys and girls basketball matchup here between James Valley Christian and the visiting Miller Rustlers. And as always, we bring you the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Tonight's officiating crew, Brett Buck, Gary Duffy, and Dan Lund. Again, your law on the court tonight, Brett Buck, Gary Duffy, and Dan Lund. Your law on the court, as always, our officiating crew brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Lineup cards for the visiting squad, Eric Norden and his Miller Rustlers. They're 8-2. They've won four in a row. Bench players for Norden, J.C. Pugh, Kaylin Anderberg, Faith Bomberger, Madeline Sienga, Emma Pugh, and Bella Wertle. Norden starting five, number 10, 5'6 sophomore Grayson Wertle. Number 12, 5'6 sophomore Jolie Palmer. Number 14, 5'10 sophomore Kate Lichty. Number 30, 5'10 junior Aaliyah Schlechter. And number 34, 5'4 junior Morgan Kolda. Rustlers go Wertle, Palmer, Lichty, Schlechter, Kolda. They'll wear the green unis tonight with the white numbers and the black outlines. Over to James Valley Christian. Krista Robinson, their head coach, 7-4. Last played a week ago today at the Huron Arena, taking home a third-place win in the 281. Vikings off the bench, Daryl Franzen, Laney Gertz, J.C. Wiff, Andy Franzen, Caitlin Stahl, Braylon Hood, and Maggie Decker. Starters tonight for James Valley Christian will be number 4, a 5'9 freshman, Addison Knight. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Rayana Hood. Number 20, a 5'9 junior, Kaylee Robinson. Number 21, a 5'10 freshman, Addison Bartholow. And number 23, a 5'9 junior, Alexa Gertz. Again, the Vikings go Knight, Hood, Robinson, Bartholow, and Gertz. They'll wear the white unis with the yellow numbers and the black outlines. And we're about ready for tip-off in our first of two. Remember, a girl-boy doubleheader tonight here on 1210 KOKK. Live on the web as well here on radio.com. Live on the YouTube. You got the video link there at hereonradio.com. You can listen to the audio on your desktop. You can download the app to a tablet or to your phone. Just go to your app store, search KOKK. A lot of ways to check out Dakota Sports. Hopefully you found one of them. Of course, the good old-fashioned way. Tune in on your radio. Miller Rustlers on the court. Wertle, Palmer, Lichty, Schlechter, Kolda. Vikings counter with Knight, Hood, Robinson, Bartholow, and Gertz. For the center circle, Miller, Kate Lichty, a 5'10 sophomore. Opposed by Addie Knight, a 5'9 freshman from James Valley Christian. The official in the center circle. We just await the whistle, and we are underway. About 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Tip is back to James Valley Christian. Vikings will try to score first. And Alexa Gertz went straight to the basket, was determined to get an early bucket. And instead, an early foul will go against the Miller Rustlers. Vikings will inbound. Bring it into Gertz. Fakes on the three. Here's Knight at the top of the key. Now back to Robinson on the wing. That foul, by the way, was called on Kate Lichty, her first. Here's a Gertz three. That one's off the mark. Offensive board, Robinson. Putback won't go. Rebound tipped out. I think it's off Lichty or Kolda. It is, and the Miller Rustlers will set up for defense here as, again, the Vikings a chance to score first. 7.5 to play here in the opening quarter, just underway. Inbounds to Bartholow, outside to Gertz for another three. No good, and this time it goes up over the backboard, and that's out of bounds on the Vikings. So 30 seconds gone. Miller will get a chance to strike first here at James Valley Christian School, north edge of Huron. Grayson Wirtle across the timeline, double team at the top of that zone, and she will dump it off on the left wing for Schlechter. Schlechter back inside, trying to set up Lichty, almost knocked away. Now here comes Kolda to collect it. High post, Lichty, jumper from the free throw line is good. Kate Lichty with the game's first basket. 2-0 Miller. Rustlers going full court pressure. There's Addie Knight in the backcourt, hassled by Palmer. Knight across the timeline, leaves it ahead for Gertz. Gertz left corner, Bartholow back to Gertz, and she threw it out of bounds. You could tell as soon as the pass left her hand that she realized Knight was zigging, and she was passing to the zag mark. Out of bounds on the Vikings, and Miller will get a chance at an early lead of more than a basket, I guess, as they lead 2-0 already. Right side, here's Schlechter, baseline drive, throws one up, short, rebounded by Knight. Knight going to lob it ahead for Bartholow. Addie on the left wing looking at three. Addison Bartholow no good. Robinson there to clean it up. Kaylee Robinson, her first basket. And we're tied at two. Now Miller facing some full court pressure. Here's Kolda, shy of the timeline. Double teamed, got to get it across. And she will take it across herself. On the right wing, gives it off to Wirtle. Grayson drives baseline. Her pass tipped and knocked out of bounds, and I think they're going to say that's off the Vikings, and they will. Robinson was after it. Rayana Hood also after it. 6:05 to play, quarter number one, tied at two. Miller going to bring it into Kolda out near the timeline as they set up the offense. Lichty left side of the free throw line, back up to Kolda. Nice pass to a cutting Schlechter. Couldn't quite finish it off. Rebound is out of bounds off the Vikings. So Miller holds possession here. Tied at two. 2 minutes in here at JVC. Cold on the right wing, and the shot clock ran out. They didn't get a new shot clock, and they did not realize it. So the Vikings will get it back. Tied at two. James Valley in the backcourt for Gertz. Alexa across the timeline. Handoff here for Hood, running the weave at the top of the key, and Hood traveled. Took the extra step there. Nearly ran into Jolie Palmer. Palmer probably would have came away with a pretty easy steal in that scenario, so they turn it over either way. Backcourt a pass into Palmer. Palmer's pass ahead to Wirtle is knocked away, nearly stolen, and now it is. Stepping in the way is Addie Knight. Knight's pass ripped by Kolda, and Kolda is fouled. So the Rustlers turn it over. They get it right back, and they will inbound after the first foul of the night on James Valley Christian is called on Kaylee Robinson. Across the timeline, Grayson Wirtle for Miller. Palmer on the left wing, back to the top of the key, Schlechter. Schlechter still working outside the three-point line, a place you don't see her an awful lot. Top of the key, Wirtle, right wing back to Schlechter, drives just inside the free throw line, a handoff back to Jolie Palmer. Palmer inside Lichty working post, her pass all the way to the timeline. Kolda's got to save it back in, can't quite get it. That'll be an over and back on the Rustlers. Just inside of 5 minutes left, quarter number one, tied at two. Couple of pretty evenly matched teams here. The Vikings have it a little bit in the size category. They average about the same number of points a game. Miller's 8-2, James Valley 7-4. Tied at two here early on, 4:50 to play first quarter. Hood, nice fake to get past her defender. Couldn't quite finish it off, but got her own rebound. Outside, here's a Gertz three, and that one is good. Alexa Gertz from long range. 5-2 Vikings. Here's Kolda across the timeline. Palmer moving quickly, or the Rustlers trying to get it to Lichty, and they threw it out of bounds. So a turnover here on Miller, trailing 5-2. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Norton working the official on the near sideline. I always enjoy watching coaches. I always just call it working the officials. Nice pass inside. Bartholo got behind the defender and lays it in. So 7-2, James Valley leads. And again, Norton maybe not going to get a call here, but maybe down the road. And here's another Rustler turnover. A lob ahead in front of Schlechter is too far out in front. 7-2 Vikings, and they'll have the ball back. Norton wants a timeout, so we'll do it as well. We're back in 30, a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian. The Vikings on the inbound. After the second consecutive Miller turnover led to a basket, 7-2, and the Vikings turn it over. Cold is going to get it, and Gertz is going to foul her to prevent the easy layup. So Gertz will pick up her first. Miller will inbound in front of their bench. Midway point of quarter one, 4 minutes to play here in the first. 7-2 Vikings. Cold a double teamed, and she will throw it off a Viking and out of bounds. Heads up play there as they had her trapped right near the timeline. Really nowhere to go. So Colda again will inbound just inside of 4 minutes to play first quarter. James Valley an early 7-2 lead. Pass inside. Here's Schlechter. Free throw line jumper or just inside of it. No good. Rebounded by Gertz. Nope, that's Hood. Hood back up top for Robinson. Robinson back to Hood, double team, back out to Robinson up top. They clear it to Addie Knight. Hood on the wing. Inside Robinson working post. Turn around, left hand off the glass, too strong. Rebounded by Palmer. Jolie trapped in the backcourt, ahead to Colda. Colda running with numbers across the timeline. Colda left corner for Wordle. Grayson driving baseline. The reverse layup, not going to go. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson, a lob ahead to Bartholo. She turned right into Colda, almost took it away, and now Schlechter will steal it. Schlechter, well, not quite, on the deck. And a jump ball is called. And the jump ball is going to go to Miller, and Schlechter is a little bit slow to get up. Coach Norton asked her if she was all right, and he got the big nod. Going to leave her on the court for now. 3:05 to play first quarter. 7-2, James Valley Christian. An early 5-point lead. Colda just right at the top of the key. High post Schlechter. The drive. Kicks it out in the corner. A three for Wordle is off the mark, but an offensive rebound by Palmer. The putback blocked out of bounds. And Miller will inbound with 2:50 to play here in the first. Miller going to check in Madeline Sayenga, the sophomore. We'll set up on the right side of the free throw line here as Miller inbounds with 2:50 to play first quarter. They'll bring it into Lichty out near the timeline. Lichty to Palmer, left corner Wordle. Touch pass right back inside to Lichty. Right wing, here's a deep three for Colda. That one is no good, but a long rebound. Colda getting after it. Did she get there? She did not. And it's off the Rustler, so it's flanking basketball. So it'll stay 7-2 for the time being. A 5-point lead for James Valley Christian. 2.5 to play opening quarter. Vikings a chance to extend that lead. Inside, Gertz is blocked and fouled, and Alexa Gertz will shoot the first free throws of this contest. And Sayenga and Colda were both there. We'll wait and see what the official says. Madeline Sayenga, her first. So free throws now for Alexa Gertz. Gertz 3 points to lead the scoring in this game. Knocks down her first free throw. So the Vikings a 6-point lead. And the junior Alexa Gertz back to the stripe. A chance to make it 7. It's off the heel. Pops out to Colda at the free throw line. 8-2 Vikings. Miller basketball. 2:20 to play first quarter. Colda top of the key. Palmer left wing. Lichty looking inside. Couldn't get it to Colda in time. Back up to Wertle, and now Lichty again on the wing left side. Cross court to Colda. Morgan in the right corner. Palmer to the top of the key. Lob into Sienga. Sienga working post. Goes left off the window, and that's good. Madeline Sienga with her first basket. First bench score for either squad. 8-4 Vikings. Minute 55 to play first quarter. Gertz inside Hood. Double teamed. Back outside. Bartholow top of the key. Looks at three. Won't fire. Knight from the corner. Drives into the paint. Split a double team. And drew a whistle. I guess you got a foul called on Miller. And Norton having a hard time understanding this one. And he will again have a quick word with the official. You always want to get clarification as to exactly what went down for future purposes. It's on Jolie Palmer. That's her first third on her team. And the first free throw for Addie Knight is up and in. The Vikings have shot all three of the free throws in this game. They are thus far 2 for 3. Schlechter's back on as Lichty comes out. Second free throw for Knight is true, and she's got her first points of the game. Back to a 6-point lead, 10-4, James Valley Christian, and another Rustler turnover. Wertle trying to get it ahead to Schlechter on the baseline and just threw it out of bounds. 90 seconds to play in the first as the Vikings lead by 6. With the ball back, here's Hood inside. Bartholow blocked, fouled by Wertle. And we'll have two more free throws here for James Valley Christian. Grayson Wertle's first foul, fourth on the team here in the opening quarter. So the Vikings almost into the bonus. First free throw here for Bartholow is good. Vikings are 4 of 5 from the free throw line tonight, enjoying a 7-point lead. Bartholow's second is up, off the heel, no good. Long rebound, offensive board for Addie Knight. Top of the key, Hood, left wing, Gertz, as the Viking offense goes back to work. Drive by Gertz, knocked away and stolen by Colda. Rustlers down 7, 1:05 to play first quarter. Schlechter just right at the top of the key for 3, no good. Kind of a dead rebound. It comes right out to Wertle, and the Rustlers are going to put that one in, and I believe it was Grayson Wertle. We'll check in a moment as Gertz coast to coast. Can't quite finish it. Rebound Robinson, and she will go to the free throw line. Palmer gets the basket, by the way. And again, it hit the heel and just kind of came off the backboard, just real dead. Not much bounce to it at all. Right into Palmer's hands, and she puts it up and in. At the other end, Robinson fouled on her way in, and she'll get a couple of free throws, first of which is good. Fouls on Grayson Wertle. That's her second. Wertle going to have to come out. Colda back on after a real quick break. Looks like Hood is back on here for JVC. Second free throw, no good. Palmer comes in for the rebound. So 5 of 8 are the Vikings from the line already. 8 free throws in the opening quarter, and here's a ball knocked away and a Viking steal. Knight to the other end. Addison the drive. Tried to run right into Colda, and it's out of bounds off the Vikings. And Colda not apparently set enough to draw the charge, and not enough contact for Knight to get the blocking call. So they just call it even, and the ball went out of bounds off the Vikings. Shot clock is off. 30 seconds to play first quarter. Vikings 12, Rustlers 6. Miller with the ball, a chance to cut it back to a possession here. Schlechter top of the key, right wing Palmer to the Colda in the corner. Colda guarded out there by Hood on the right wing. Lichty around the horn, Palmer on the left wing. Jolie the drive, leaves it out to Colda. Deep three, no good. Long rebound on the wing, knocked away, almost taken by the Rustlers. The Vikings end up with it, though. Long lead pass from Gertz to Bartholow is too long, and it's out of bounds and a turnover back to Miller. So Rustlers are going to have 2.9 to work with here. We'll see if they can get a shot off as it's a heave near the timeline for Colda. It's a deep three, and it's, I think, partially affected by Hood and no good. And after a quarter, James Valley Christian 12, Miller 6. We're back in a minute with quarter number 2, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian. Second quarter just underway. James Valley, an early six-point lead, trying to make it nine. Here's a three. Nope. Travel and a turnover back to the Rustlers as Robinson trying to pop around the screen and pop the three, but didn't get the ball on the floor fast enough. And so the Rustlers, a chance now to cut it to a possession with a three. Here's Cole on the wing. Schlechter down in the corner. Lichty up top. She'll fire the three. That one partially blocked by Gertz. Knocked around in the paint a bit. Addie Knight's going to come away with it. Knight back across the timeline. It's a lot of things going James Valley's way early in this one. Hood to Bartholo. Inside for Gertz. Gertz running post and another foul on Miller. I think it's Lichty. Oh, it will not be. It'll be Schlechter. That's Aaliyah's first. And more free throws here for James Valley Christian. Alexa Gertz good on the first. She's got 5 points on the night. The team is 6 of 9 from the free throw line. So this will be the 10th free throw, 8 minutes and 36 seconds in. Second free throw good. Gertz converts on both. She's got 6, and it's an 8-point Viking lead. 14-6 across the timeline, Cole to Palmer, and Palmer wasn't ready for it. Almost got knocked out of bounds, and then Robinson almost stole it, but it's out off the Vikings. So Miller needing to calm down and collect themselves a little bit here. Palmer in the corner off the inbounds. Just off the bench here, Caitlin Anderberg. Here's a deep Cole to three. That one no good. Rebound batted around by three or four players, and Wirtle will collect it in the corner. Passes off to Anderberg, who is cutting to the basket, and a whistle will send Caitlin Anderberg to the free throw line. And we'll see who the foul is on for James Valley Christian. It looks like Addison Knight, and that will be her first. So free throws for Kaylin Anderberg. The first is up and in, and that is the first free throw attempted tonight by the Rustlers. Currently 10 for the Vikings. Anderberg shooting the Rustlers second, and she is good on both. The Rustlers also 4 of their 8 points have come from the bench. 14-8, Vikings a 6-point lead. 6:52 to play first half here at JVC. Robinson just right at the top of the key. Bartholo to Knight in the left corner. Knight sees the baseline open, drives, tried to leave it off to Gertz, knocked away, nearly stolen by Schlechter, and a jump ball will go to Miller. Lichty back on for the Rustlers. She'll replace Kolda with 6:41 to play in the first half. Vikings going with full court pressure again here, as they currently a 6-point lead. Schlechter gets the inbounds, quickly double teamed ahead to Wirtle. Wirtle breaks the press across midcourt. Grayson on the left wing. Up top, Palmer, right wing for Schlechter. Fakes on the three. Anderberg around to Wirtle. Wirtle on the dribble, back to the top, and again Schlechter on the wing right side. Off the Lichty screen, Schlechter for three. Hit the heel, pop straight up, no good. Couple of players fighting over the rebound. Palmer's going to come up with it. Inside to Anderberg, and she's fouled again. So Kaylin Anderberg with a chance to cut this lead to 4 and also take the team lead for scoring. Rustlers have struggled to put points on the board tonight, and Anderberg is 3-for-3 now from the line. Hood's going to check out for James Valley Christian. J.C. Whiff, the senior, will come in. And then Hood runs right back on to replace Knight. Anderberg, another free throw. And that's up and in. Anderberg perfect from the line at 4 out of 4. And she leads her team with 4 points, 14-10. James Valley Christian by 4, 6 minutes to play here, first half. Hood at the top of the key, left wing. Gertz has to climb the ladder, but hauls the pass in. Boy, that nearly a turnover. Barfalo right wing, back up top. Gertz looks at 3, drives to the free throw line. High arcing jumper is good for Alexa Gertz. She's got 8 to lead JVC. 6-point Viking advantage. Schlechter just left of the top. Sees an opening, drives, backs it in, knocked away. Anderberg picks it up. Palmer cross court trying to get it to Wirtle in the corner, and she stepped on the baseline in another Rustler turnover. Anderberg will check out with the 4 made free throws and the 4 points to lead Miller. 16-10, Vikings by 6, 5.5 to play first half. James Valley Christian, the offensive end. Hood for Barthelow, left side, hits a cutting Robinson. Robinson past the defense, and a layup is good. Robinson with 5 there, and looking like a well-oiled machine on that run. Here's Kolda for 3, wide open, got it. Kolda's first basket, a big one. Cuts it back to a 5-point deficit, and more importantly for Miller, just get something going. That's their first field goal here in the second. They only made 3 in the first. Vikings lead 18-13. Gertz just right at the top of the key. She's got a 3 of her own. Alexa Gertz from downtown, second 3 of the night. Alexa with 11 to lead all scorers, and the Vikings lead by 8. Kolda crosses over, drives, back out to Lichty for 3. Came up short, rebound tipped out to Kolda. Kolda will take the baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Schlechter fighting Gertz for it. It's out of bounds off James Valley Christian. J.C. Whiff back out for the Vikings with 4:29 to play in the first half. Vikings leading 21-13. The inbounds to Schlechter. Schlechter working the post. The little baby hook is good. 4 of the 5 Miller starters have scored. And 21-15. Here's another 3. Gertz, no good. Long rebound. Tipped by Wirtle. Almost grabbed by Barthelow, but Palmer comes in to grab it. Ahead to Lichty. Kate across the timeline. Going to leave it on the wing for Wirtle. Wirtle the drive. Lost it on the way to the basket. And a jump ball will go to the Vikings. We'll make sure to stay tuned after our game tonight. We'll have the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. Also remember, our scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. A lot of area teams in action tonight. Tiger Boys with a makeup game, so we'll get you scores passed along courtesy of the Mirror. Speaking of scoring, here's Alexa Gertz. Alexa has 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game. Has her Vikings up 23-15 with 3:40 to play in the second. Pass into a cutting Kolda and a foul on Alexa Gertz. That'll be 2 on her. We'll see what Coach Robinson elects to do with the hot hand early on. Rustler's going to make some changes. Anderberg is back on. Miller bringing in Faith Baumberger. Wirtle and Schlechter will get a rest. Kolda directing traffic. Lob in, top of the key, stolen away. Knocked away and stolen by Hood. Rayana trying to go coast to coast, had it knocked away on the baseline. And it's out of bounds on Miller. Baumberger did successfully knock it away, but she was standing out of bounds. So Hood will inbound again, brings it in. Quick 3 from Robinson, no good. Long rebound down to Wirtle. No, that was Anderberg. Anderberg the handoff for Kolda. Kolda across midcourt on the dribble, just to the right. Palmer now to Lichty in the left corner. Kolda on the wing, looks at 3, won't fire. Drives past a couple of defenders and fouled on the shot attempt. So Kolda will go to the free throw line. And Alexa Gertz, I think, just picked up her 3rd. And, of course, that's not great news for James Valley Christian, as she currently has 13 of their 23 points. They took it to market. Oh, okay, no, they've changed it to three now. I was going to say they got it down as their second, but they have changed it to three, and J.C. Whiff up off the bench. Cold and no good on the first free throw for the Rustlers, their first miss of the night. They're now 4 for 5. Gertz will check out. Whiff is back on with 3:12 to play in the first half. Vikings 23, Rustlers 15. Kolda can shave another one here. And it rattled around a little bit, but it's going to go. Kolda's got 4 points for Miller. 23-16, a 7-point James Valley Christian lead. 3:05 to play to the half. Addie Knight, the inbounds to the opposite end. Top of the key for Robinson. Whiff now on the wing left side. Looking to dump it off, gives it to Knight. Knight left side to Hood. Hood to drive, leads it back out. Bartholo for three. Top of the key, no good. Offensive board, Robinson put back up and in. Kaylee Robinson, 7 on the night. Lead is 9, biggest it has been. 25-16 Vikings. 2.5 to play in the second. Anderberg from Kolda hands it back off, and Kolda going to run in and lay it up. Kolda with 6 of the 12 Miller points here in quarter number 2. All 6 of her points have come in the second. And Vikings lead is 7. Bartholo inside working out a double team. Anderberg knocked it away momentarily. Bartholo strong enough to still push a shot up, and it went in. Vikings lead back to 9. 2 minutes to play in the half. Kolda across midcourt. Bomberger on the right wing. Back up top for Palmer. Palmer on the dribble to the left wing. Bomberger now high post for Anderberg. Back to Bomberger outside. Inside again. Anderberg got free. Missed the shot. Rebound is out. The Vikings tried to save it in, and they did. Right to Kate Lichty, who put it up and in. 27-20. Vikings by 7. 90 seconds to play first half. Hood on the right wing, thinking baseline, and she traveled. Turnover back to the Rustlers. Robinson wants a timeout. 1:26 to play second quarter. 27-20, Vikings by 7. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds. Back in 30 on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian School. 1:26 to play here in the first half of our 1-2 girls boys doubleheader. Miller the inbounds, Lichty. Lichty gave it right back to Kolda, and again, Kolda just rushing the basket and laying it in. All 8 of Kolda's have come here in the second quarter. 27-22, the Vikings lead was 9, the biggest it had been, now back to 5. They almost gave it up. Knight finds the loose ball, drives, layup no good. Schlechter the rebound. Schlechter almost had it taken away. She'll hand it off to Kolda. So the Rustlers on a run, a quick 4-0 run. And now with the basketball back, right corner, Wertle looks at 3, won't fire. Drives baseline, knocked away by Robinson, and now she reaches in, and a whistle. Is that a foul? Oh, they're going to call a foul on Krista Robinson, and I think that might have surprised some Miller fans. It's the 5th on James Valley Christian in the quarter as well, so it will mean free throws for Grayson Wertle. Wertle looking for her first points on the night. First free throw is off front iron and no good. Miller going to bring Bomberger in, but it looks like she's waiting for the shooter, Grayson Wertle. So Wertle with another free throw here. 44 seconds to play first half. It'll stay a 5-point Viking lead as Wertle is no good on 2 free throws. Cross court a pass, knocked away by Schlechter, and now Aaliyah Schlechter has collected her 3rd foul. So Norden will have to switch things around. Wirtle replaced here by Anderberg. And Bomberger back on as they get Schlechter out. 39 seconds to play first half. 27-22, Vikings by 5. James Valley Christian with the ball. Krista Robinson and the girls at 7-4 on the season, coming off a third-place finish at the 281. That was their last game a week ago and came out of the gates not looking like they had a week off. Here's Kaylee Robinson, knocked away near the timeline, and oh, it's out of bounds off the Vikings. Here, I thought Colda had knocked it away, and Robinson just lost it. Palmer, going to bring it into Anderberg. Anderberg, the handoff back to Palmer. Palmer, back to Colda. Colda near the center circle. 27-22 Vikings. Miller, a 4-0 run, and here's Colda for three, and an offensive foul on Colda as she pushed off on her defender, and her defender is pretty slow to get up here. Oh, she went down funny there or what? Colda will pick up her first, and the Vikings will tend to an injured player that looks like Hood, and it is. Must have got a little bit of a cramp there, as that one hurt real bad for just a moment, and then she was ready to play again. So I got a probably one of them Charlie horse took a knee or an elbow or something. 2.3 seconds to play first half. Vikings lead is 5, 27-22. Inbounds for Robinson. She'll heave one at the buzzer, and that'll be it for the first half. From James Valley Christian School here on the north edge of Huron. At the half, the hometown Vikings lead 27-22 over the Miller Rustlers. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Halftime is next. 2 minutes on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Verge Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Verge Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Verge Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
The certified public accounting firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computer lines, bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
That's right, and welcome back to James Valley Christian School. Matt Watson live tonight here on the north edge of Huron as the Miller Rustlers come to town to take on the James Valley Christian Vikings. Remember, a boys matchup is coming up later on this evening here. A 2-8 Miller Rustler team come to town to take on a 3-7 Viking team. And somebody's snapping a losing streak in that boys' game because both these boys' teams have lost three games in a row. And somebody going to bounce back and snap that streak here tonight. Now, that'll be our second game of two. We still got a second half to play in our first of two. Girls match up between a couple of pretty good girls' teams. Lady Vikings come in at 7-4. Coming off a third-place finish at the 281 Conference Tournament a week ago. Miller's won four in a row. They come in at 8-2. In the first half, Miller really having problems finding the bottom of the net in that opening quarter. They trailed 12-6 after a quarter. Kind of got into the groove in the second, outscored James Valley actually in the second, 16-15, but had fallen behind by so much there in the first quarter. They find themselves still down by 5 at the half. Again, at the half at James Valley Christian, Vikings 27, Rustlers 22. Well, Gary Zalato Glass will bring us our post-game report after not only this game, but after the boys' game as well. So thanks to Gary Zell, and also, of course, thanks to the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll talk more about them in just a moment. We'll get a look at that scoreboard. We'll get some individual scores from this one, and we'll be ready for a second half of basketball. Again, your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard comes your way in a minute. It's halftime of the girls' game, Vikings 27, Rustlers 22. Back in a minute on KOKK.
This is Kristen Volkerson, agent at Volkerson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent, with Fiona Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4933, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank. Or to top her off, Pump and Pack featured gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Eagle Beef products, including ground beef steaks, turkey, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the James Valley Christian School on the north edge of Huron. Here, quick reminder, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. They're offering services for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call for an appointment with Lori at the Mirror. Call 605-883-HAIR. For an appointment with Kylie at the Mirror, you can call or text 605-553-1628. Now, the Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street, southeast, downtown Huron. See Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron, as we take a look at some girls basketball finals in the state of South Dakota. Well, we got James Valley Christian leading Miller here at the half, 27-22. And it looks like none of our other scores have came in yet. Sanborn Central Woonsocket taking on Wessington Springs tonight. I think that's a doubleheader. Woolsey Wessington taking on Highmore Herald tonight. Again, I'm pretty sure that one is a doubleheader. Hitchcock Tulare taking on Sully Buttes tonight. Pretty sure that one is a doubleheader. So we'll have hopefully scores from those, not only the girls' matchups, but the boys' matchups as well later on. Let's see if we can get you a Tiger Boys update real quick here. It's the Tiger Boys again playing that makeup game tonight in Sioux Falls. That's also our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. And oh, I guess we don't get a score update from there yet because they are just underway, if they are even underway. 6-5 Tigers, 5-6 Sioux Falls Lincoln tonight over on Tiger 1340 AM and 95.3 FM. So that is your scoreboard. Not much of a scoreboard, I guess, as far as having scores, but we were a little ahead of schedule to get this one underway. We do have a halftime score here at James Valley Christian, 27-22 Vikings. Let's take a look at the numbers, first of all, for the visiting Miller Rustlers. Eric Norton and the Rustlers won four in a row. They're 8-2. They got six of their 22 off the bench. Madeline Sienga hit a two, and Kaylin Anderberg came in and hit all four of her free throws. She's got four at the break. Four of the five starters scored Ford for Miller. Grayson Wirtle 0 for 2 from the line. Morgan Kolda is 1 for 2. Jolie Palmer, 2 points. Aaliyah Schlechter, 2 points. 4 for Kate Lichty. And Morgan Kolda in the second quarter scored 8, and that was her entire first half output, as they did a very good job on her in the opening quarter. She got free a couple times in the second. Again, Kolda leads them with 8. 6 different players have scored. Miller scored 6 in the first, 16 in the second, 22 in the half. They are 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and they trail by 5. For Krista Robinson and her Vikings, 4 of the 5 starters have scored. Addison Knight, 2 of 2 from the line. She's got 2 points. Addison Barthelo, 5 points tonight. She's 1 of 2 from the stripe. Kaylee Robinson has put in 7. Robinson was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Alexa Gertz leads them with 13. Gertz put up 4 in the opening quarter, 9 of their 15 in the second. She's hit a pair of threes in this game. She is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And she's got her team up at the half, 27 to 22. Vikings score 12 in the first, 15 in the second, 27 in the half. And they are 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Send it back to the studios for one final 60-second timeout. We'll be back with the second half of play between James Valley Christian and Miller. Rustler girls trailing James Valley Christian. Vikings 27, Rustlers 22. 1 minute to the second half on KOKK.
Hey, all right, sir. What do we get for them? 25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian School. Matt Watson live here, Thursday evening high school basketball action. It's just past 7 o'clock. You're listening to high school basketball on 1210 AM KOKK in Huron. You can also listen live on the web, huronradio.com. There's a desktop player there. You can listen to actually any of our stations. You can also go get the app. Go to your app store, search KOKK. Nice backdoor cut, Grayson Wirtle, to start the second half, and Wirtle will get her first basket. All 5 Rustler starters have scored, and it's a 3-point game, 27-24 Vikings. Hood on the left wing. Backs it away, drives, kicks it up top of the key. Robinson for 3, no good. Rebounded by Schlechter. Schlechter and Robinson, or Gertz rather, both playing with 3 personal fouls here to start off the second half, and both got them right at the end of the second quarter. One of the bigger bummers that you can have. You often see coaches rotating kids out right at the end of the quarter, even if maybe it hasn't been a real strenuous game. Well, you don't want them to pick up another foul in that very end of the quarter. Here's the ball knocked away, stolen by Robinson. Robinson ahead to Gertz. Gertz is going to get the basket and the foul. As Kolda chased her all the way down, thought she could maybe affect the shot, and the hoop and the harm, as they say in the biz, and Gertz will try for the old-fashioned three-pointer. So Miller came out and got a quick basket, cut it back to 3, and now Gertz with the old-fashioned 3 makes it 6, and I think Miller just turned it over on the inbounds. I didn't even have a chance to see what happened. Yeah, Vikings are inbounding, so they must have stepped over the baseline or something, inbounding, some sort of infraction. Inbounds to Robinson, straight up, no good. Rebound is out off Miller. So the Vikings will get another shot here. 30-24, James Valley Christian, a 6-point lead. A minute into the third quarter, inbounds to Gertz. Up top for Addie Knight. Knight directs some traffic. Left wing Bartholow passing side, trying to get it to Robinson. Swatted out by Palmer. So the Vikings will set to inbound again. Biggest lead has been 9 for James Valley Christian. Inbounds to Gertz, left wing, handoff Robinson. Robinson will drive, steps through a couple of defenders, and two officials simultaneously say travel, and a turnover back to the wrestlers. Trying that step through. And apparently a little too much on the through. Here is Schlechter and Lichty back and forth at the other end. And Schlechter's going to get a basket and one. Let's see who the foul is called on here. It looks like Hood. So the basket and one for Schlechter. She's got 5 points on the night, and it's 30-27, a 3-point Viking lead. James Valley with the basketball. 6.5 to play. Third quarter, Knight trapped on the wing. Got to give it up. Tried to get it to Bartholow. Schlechter knocked it away. Knight will come away with it. Addy Knight to the top of the key. To Bartholow on the wing. Back up top. Knight lifts it along too. Won't fire. Had it go off her foot. Went down and got it. Boy, fortunate they didn't turn it over there. Final second of the shot clock, and they're not going to get a shot off in time. And a violation back to the Rustlers. And Miller had that same thing happen earlier in this game. Some sort of infraction. They thought they had a fresh shot clock. They did not. So the Rustlers now with a chance to 3 will tie it. 30-27, James Valley leads. 5:45 to play third quarter. Inside they go to Schlechter. That same play. And Schlechter's got 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game, and it's a 1-point affair. Vikings 30, Rustlers 29. Here's Gertz, pass one defender, pass two, lays it up and in. 18 on the night for Alexa Gertz. Colda to the other end for Miller. Hand off left wing for Wirtle. Grayson crosses over inside to Lichty, not strong enough off the window, but got her own rebound. Outside to Colda, up top Schlechter, left wing for Palmer. Colda on the right side, working a few feet back of the three-point line, but don't think she won't pull it from back there. Colda drives baseline, shot it up and over, but got her own rebound. Scoops it to Palmer. Back to Colda, deep corner three, and that one's good. Morgan Colda with 11, and we are tied at 32. Robinson the other end. Outside to Hood, back up top to Knight, and a timeout by Krista Robinson, and she is fired up, as is the Miller crowd, tied at 32, 5:42 to play in the third. We're back to the studios for a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cattle. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian. Vikings going right back to work off the timeout. I told you Coach Robinson was fired up. While she drew up the play she wanted, the kids executed. Kaylee ends up with the basket. She's got 9. And the Vikings back on top, 34-32. Palmer on the wing, almost had it knocked away. She'll drive baseline. Cross court, Cold is open again. Deep three, no good. Rebound down to the Vikings adding Knight. Knight trying to get it ahead and a whistle on Miller. And I think that'll be Palmer's second. 4:15 to play third quarter, 34-32, James Valley Christian, and the Vikings inbound to Robinson. Robinson out across the timeline as the Vikings go to work here on a two-point lead at the midway point of the third quarter. Here's Hood at the top. Gertz in the corner, back to Hood up top, Robinson. Now they work it to Knight on the left side. Bartholo left corner, back to Knight. Knight on the dribble, touch pass inside, breaking pass the defense is Gertz, and she'll get the bucket. Alexa Gertz with 20 in the game here tonight. Got her team back up top by 4, 36-32. Miller back to work. Lichty up top for Kolda. Kolda crossing over, working off the Lichty screen. Gives it back to Kate. Kate to drive, outside to Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle the drive, splits a double team and puts it up and in. Wirtle saw the open spot for just a split second, went for it, 36-34 Vikings. 3:10 left in the third. Vikings Bartholo, left wing three. Long rebound all the way out to the free throw line. Palmer's going to come away with it. Palmer's pass ahead intended for Schlechter is knocked away. Aaliyah comes up with it. Schlechter's shot is up and over. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson long pass to Gertz, and Gertz will get the contact she wanted and will go to the free throw line. I think Alexa was fully aware that this was not going to be a good shot attempt. But if she could get the foul called, and of course in the act you're going to get free throws, and it's a foul on Kate Lichty, and that is her third, and Gertz no good on the free throw. Sienga will check in as Lichty comes out. So now Lichty has three. Schlechter has three. Kolda and Wirtle two apiece. Second free throw no good for Gertz, and it'll stay 20 points for Alexa Gertz, and the lead will stay at 2, 36-34 Vikings. 2:45 left, third quarter. Rustlers, the offensive end, they get it inside. Sienga spins, left hand is too strong. Rebounded by Knight, tied up, and a foul called on Sienga. Thought for sure they were turning to announce a jump ball, but Sienga's second will be four on Miller here in the third, so the Vikings nearly in the bonus. With 2.5 minutes left in the third, here's Robinson across the timeline for Bartholo. Left corner, Knight looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Trying to get it inside, and they do to Gertz. Gertz works it up and in. Alexa Gertz, 9 in the quarter, 22 in the game. 38-34, Vikings by 4. Sienga at the free throw line, drives off the window. It won't go, but a whistle. And Madeline Sienga will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Addison Bartholo. I think that'll be her first. Sienga at the free throw line. First free throw is off the heel and no good. Grayson Wirtle checking out for Miller. They'll bring in J.C. Pugh for the first time tonight. Sienga's second free throw is on the way and good. So Madeline Sienga, 3 points on the night. The lead is 3, 38-35 Vikings. 2 minutes left here, third quarter. Robinson, Bartholo, left wing, tried to give it back and reach it in to tie her up as Sienga. And the jump ball will stay with the Vikings. Sienga trying to tell the official, now see, that's what I did last time, and you called me for a foul. Must have been quite lighthearted, as both got a little bit of a chuckle out of it. Here's Gertz on the baseline, left side, bounces it off to Knight. Knight on the dribble, top of the key over to Bartholo, right wing to Hood. Hood's pass tipped up and knocked right back into her hands by Palmer. Now here is Kolda working her way around, slapping a ball away, and a foul called, and I suppose that would be Morgan Kolda. I assume so. She was right literally on top of the play. Didn't look like that's what they sent to the scoreboard, but it in fact was. Kaylee Robinson good on the first free throw. Bonus free throws now for James Valley Christian. As Kolda picks up her third. So Kolda, Schlechter, Lichty all with three. Palmer and Wirtle two apiece. On the other side, Gertz has three. Second free throw from Robinson is good. She's got four in the quarter, 11 in the game. And the Viking lead is back to five at 40-35. 90 seconds left, third quarter. Miller with the ball. Kolda across the timeline, left corner. Now back to Sainga on the wing. Sainga leaves it up top for Lichty. Kate on the dribble, guarded out there by Robinson. Kolda, right wing. Jolie Palmer on the left side. Sainga high post, turns and fires off the glass. Too strong, rebound Robinson. Robinson turns up court. Palmer hanging back, a little pressure. Brings it ahead to Knight. Addie Knight to drive, to Hood in the right corner. Less than a minute to play here, third quarter. Inside is Gertz, blocked and fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line with Alexa Gertz. Gertz is 4 out of 7 from the stripe tonight. And for Miller, of course, you got to keep an eye on who the foul is on. Gertz's first free throw is no good. Miller going to bring Schlechter back on. Wirtle back on. Kolda and Sainga will come out. They still haven't put the foul up on the big board. Second free throw no good as Gertz missed four in a row. Getting a little frustrated out there as she comes up short on this one. Rustler's quickly down court. They get it inside to Schlechter, and she'll get the basket and the foul. Knight comes streaking in late, and I think that's who the foul is called on. It will be her second. So free throw here for Schlechter, and it's up and in as Aaliyah Schlechter converts her second old-fashioned three of the quarter. She's got 8 in this quarter, 10 in the game, and the Vikings' lead is down to 2, 40-38. James Valley Christian with the ball. About 8 seconds differential here with the shot clock. Shot clock right now at 20. Gertz inside, foul on Miller, and that'll be free throws. Bonus time here for James Valley Christian. Foul on Miller will go on J.C. Pugh. Pugh's second. First free throw from Gertz is good as she gets off the schneid. She had missed 4 in a row after starting 4 out of 5. First is good. Second is good. Gertz with 23 points on the night. Vikings lead 42-38. Miller with the ball. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Lichty squares up. 3 ball. Got it. Kate Lichty with 7. It's a 1-point game with 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bartholow on the wing left side. Inside, outside. Back to Bartholow. Looks at 3. Drives. High off the window. Halfway down the can and pops out. And that's how quarter 3 ends as the Vikings still leading. Now by 1, James Valley 42, Miller 41. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
fresh eight up on the board. Miller will start the fourth quarter with the ball. And for the Rustlers, a big opportunity here to get back on top. They have not led very much at all in this game. There may be a few parts of the first few minutes. Schlechter from inside is no good, and a foul on the rebound will go on Miller. I just don't know who. As Schlechter was there, Wirtle was there, and Palmer was there. I think they called it on Palmer. They did. Jolie Palmer's third. So now everybody in that Miller lineup except Grayson Wirtle has three fouls. Vikings 42-41, lead by one, 7.5 to play here. And JBC with the ball inside Robinson, backs away, and a travel called as Robinson thought she had a basket and a foul. Instead, the official says no, that will be a turnover. So a travel back to Miller with 7:25 to play. Vikings a one-point lead. Here's Wirtle, just right at the top of the key. Almost had it knocked away by Gertz. Leaves it off to Palmer. Palmer out to Lichty, and Robinson almost took it away. Vikings up a notch defensively here the last minute. Kolda crosses over, runs into a double team. Back out to Palmer, 10 on the shot clock. Schlechter inside, close. Left hand won't go, and another foul on the rebound. I assume Schlechter, but the way this one is gone, I'm not going to write anything down until I see the call. It is Schlechter, and that will be four on her. Well, the big board's got her down for three. Maybe I missed one. Vikings still a one-point lead, 42-41 with the ball, 6:45 to play. Robinson on the right wing. Kaylee looking up top for Bartholo. Bartholo flips it right wing to Hood, and Hood throws it out of bounds, trying to lob it in to Robinson, but just too far over her head, not a bounds. And another chance for the Miller Rustlers to grab a lead here with 6.5 to play. Lichty in the left corner, quickly breaking the press. Are the Rustlers. Inside to Schlechter, knocked away. Bartholo the steal. Bartholo to Robinson. Robinson across midcourt. Nice backdoor cut. Gertz can't quite finish it off. Offensive board by Hood. And a whistle on Miller. Hood's lining up at the free throw. Oh, are they going to shoot free throws? Okay, they're going to say Hood was shooting. Already three fouls on Miller here in the fourth, and it's Grayson Wirtle's third. First free throw for Rana Hood is no good. Vikings are 12 of 20 from the free throw line tonight. Hood ready for her second. That one is on the way and also no good. Rebound Rustlers. Lichty comes away with it. Ahead to Schlechter. Schlechter sees nobody in front of her. She'll take it all the way to the rack and lay it in. Aaliyah Schlechter, who had an 8-point third quarter, now a dozen in the game, and the Rustlers lead for the first time since the opening minute, 43-42. Knight baseline out to Hood. Hood inside. Slip of the defense is Robinson, and she'll put it up and in. Kaylee Robinson, a 6-point second half, 13-point game. Vikings back up, 44-43. Kolda across the timeline to Schlechter in the corner. Palmer drives baseline. Leaves it to Kolda again in the corner. Thought about a three, dribbles out of the corner, and now we'll leave it back there for Palmer. Palmer, a pass inside for Wirtle, and she got pushed. That will be Kaylee Robinson, and that will be her third. Rustlers will inbound. That's the first Viking foul of the quarter. Inbounds intended for Kolda is knocked out of bounds by Hood. So Morgan in front of her own bench will inbound again. 5:27 to play. Rustlers down one here. James Valley Christian's lead had been up to 9 at points. Neither team is led by double digits. Lobbed into Schlechter, knocked out again by the Vikings. Kolda again ready to bring it in. Now 5:25 left. They'll bring it into Schlechter in the corner. Now Grayson Wirtle on the wing. Grayson the drive. Pass to Lichty. Lichty from a couple of feet. No good. Rebound Robinson. No Gertz. And Gertz is fouled. And we'll just wait and see who it's on. It's I guess I didn't really see. Maybe Palmer. Oh, no, number 14, Kate Lichty, and that's her fourth. Miller leads by one. Vikings with the ball knocked away, stolen by Wirtle, and a whistle on the Vikings. So momentum shifting a little bit here as it will be the third foul on Addison Knight. Norden will make some changes as Schlechter now has four. Pass inside, trying to get it to Sienga, snatched away by Robinson. Robinson, a full court heave for Gertz. Gertz had Kolda in front of her and she traveled. Gertz trying to get a little contact going, I think, to maybe get the basket and one. And Kolda just backed off and Gertz kind of fell into her. 44-43, Vikings by one, 4:40 to play as Miller, the offensive end, Lichty, no Schlechter on the left wing, excuse me, it was Lichty that came out with the four fouls. Palmer at the top of the key, now Grayson Wirtle. Schlechter again, fakes on the three, swings it left side for Kolda. Kolda driving baseline, reaching up, can't get it to go, but a whistle will go on Rihanna Hood. Hood's first, team's fourth, and we'll go to the free throw line with Morgan Kolda. And Kolda, chance to regain the lead for the Rustlers. Kolda's first free throw is no good. Kolda on the night is 1-3 from the line. She's got 11 points. The team is 9 of 13 from the stripe. The junior Kolda back to the stripe for another. Second is on the way, and that one is good. Tied at 44 with 4:15 to play here at James Valley Christian School. Hood gets the pass from Bartholow, but it's over her head. She saves it into the backcourt, and that's an over and back, and Miller's going to have it after a Robinson timeout. 4:07 to play. We are tied at 44. We're back in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Red Pine Software with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford beyond the purchase price? You need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to James Valley Christian School. Remember, both games have a doubleheader tonight. Gary's El Auto Glass postgame show after this one, and then we'll have a boys game as Morgan Kolda slips her way to the basket and lays it in. She's got 6.5, 14 in the game, and Miller has a 2-point lead, 46-44. Pass into Gertz, kick back out as they nearly turned it over. Back up to Knight, right side. Here's a deep three from Gertz, no good. Rebound Schlechter. Schlechter ahead to Kolda. Kolda going to slow it up a bit, as Miller will now try to build a lead with 3:25 to play. 46-44 Rustlers with the ball. Here's Schlechter out near the timeline. To Sienga screen. Schlechter going to drive all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Man, the whole building kind of waiting for somebody to slide over to defend Schlechter. Nobody did. She'll take it. Pass inside, looking for Robinson, knocked away. A couple players on the deck. Knight comes away with it. Knight has it knocked away by Sienga, and it's out of bounds off Miller. 3 minutes to play here at James Valley Christian School. The visiting Miller Rustlers leading 48-44. Krista Robinson and her Vikings trying to win game 8. They're 7-4. The Miller Rustlers at 8-2 and have won 4 in a row. Knight on the right side and a whistle on... If that's on Wordle, you might as well pack it in. If it's on Schlechter, then that away from the ball. I wasn't really watching that. Really? Okay, Schlechter. That makes a little more sense because, again, that was a little bit away from the ball, and Grayson Wordle was not touching Caleb Robinson, so I would have been shocked to see it be that. Robinson no good on the first, no good on the second, and Sayinga there for the rebound. Missed opportunities from the stripe tonight for James Valley Christian. They are 12 of 23. And speaking of opportunities, Sayinga on the travel will give it back to James Valley Christian. So the Vikings will set to inbound with 2:44 to play. Miller 48, James Valley Christian 44. Robinson, the inbounds to Gertz in the left corner. Back up top for Knight, nearly knocked away and stolen by Calder. Right wing to Robinson. Robinson drives baseline on Lichty, backs it away. Right wing to Hood. Hood back to Robinson in the post. Turns and fires. Shot came up short. Gertz the offensive board. Back out to Hood. No rim, though, so shot clock did not reset. Five on the shot clock. A deep Robinson three is money. Kaylee Robinson, 5 in the quarter, 9 in the half, 16 in the game. Rustlers lead 48-47 with 2 minutes to play. Colda, top of the key, the drive. Outside to Wordle, fakes on the 3, drives to the free throw line. Lichty right back to Wordle, now Sayinga. Sayinga scoops one up, it won't go, but a whistle will send her to the free throw line. See who the foul is on. Looks like Addison Bartholo, her third. Sophomore Madeline Sayinga at the line. She's 1 for 2 tonight, 3 points off this Miller bench. First free throw is no good. The Rustlers are 10 of 15 from the line tonight. Sayinga has another here with 1:50 to play, trying to make it a basket as the Rustlers lead by 1. Sayinga's second free throw is airborne and good. And that'll prompt a substitution, I guess. I thought it was going to be a timeout. 1:50 left, 49-47. Rustlers by 2. Bartholo across the timeline as the Vikings have the ball. Trailing by that basket. Here's Hood on the right wing. Top of the key, now left side Robinson. Touch pass inside to Bartholo. Got behind the defense and puts it up and in. Addison Bartholo, 7 in the game, and a big one there. Ties us at 49 with 1:25 to play. And Colda lost it out of bounds. Went to take the high dribble on the baseline drive, and it just went a little too high. Bounced right out of her hands and out of bounds. 1:20 to play, tied at 49. Vikings with the ball back. Robinson for Bartholo, back to Robinson. About 5 feet back of the three-point line at the top of the key. Pass to a cutting Gertz. Gertz tries to reverse, stuffed by the rim, but the rebound is out off of James Valley. Or there's a foul called. And that's got to be a foul on the Vikings. Both teams are in the bonus, so we're walking to the other end. I just got to wait and see who the foul was on because, well, I didn't see a foul. It's on Alexa Gertz. That's her fourth, and it will send Jolie Palmer to the free throw line. Palmer 2 points on the night. The Rustlers are 11 of 16 from the line this evening. Palmer's first free throw attempt is no good. Also her first of the evening, and Jolie Palmer will have one more chance here to put Miller back on top with 1:05 to play. Palmer's second is on the way and good, and the Rustlers lead 50-49. Vikings the inbounds. Bartholo right back to Robinson. Out near the timeline, here's Robinson. Gertz back to Robinson. Hood just left to the top of the key. Robinson going to pop the three, and that one is good. And what a huge three by James Valley Christian. Kaylee Robinson, 8 in the quarter, 12 in the half, 19 in the game. And now Norton needs a timeout. Vikings back on top, 52-50 on a big Kaylee Robinson triple. We'll take a timeout of a minute. Back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent here on a Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to James Valley Christian School. The hometown Vikings lead 52-50. Miller inbounding at midcourt with 38 seconds to play. No matter what, the Vikings should get another possession here. And right now, they lead 52-50. Rustler, stop of the key. Here's Palmer. The drive, tried to leave it out for Kolda, bounced off Hood. Kolda steps back for three. No good, and the rebound grabbed by Bartholo. Bartholo is fouled immediately, and will go to the free throw line for James Valley Christian. And with 20 seconds to play, could go a long way towards securing a Viking victory. Morgan Kolda will pick up the foul, her third. And Bartholo at the free throw line. She's 1 for 2 tonight. Shot those in the first quarter. The team is 12 of 23. And Bartholo is no good on the first. So now we'll get a Norton timeout. 20 seconds to play. One more JVC free throw when we come back in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make the stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank. Water to top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 West Broadway in Miller.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Dakota Sports, a good one to start off our doubleheader. 52-50, the Vikings by two. They have one more Addison Bartholo free throw coming, and it's good. So the Vikings, a three-point lead, 20 seconds to play. Inbounds for Wordle. Across the timeline, it's Morgan Kolda. Kolda at the top of the key. Schlechter on the right wing. Top side, back to Kolda, left wing. Kolda dribbles into the corner, had it knocked away by Hood and out of bounds. 3.6 to play. The Rustlers going to get that final timeout, and they're going to draw up that play. We're either going to tie it or go at home with loss number three. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Okay, all right, sir. What do we need for them? 25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50,
here in the Huron area. We have a finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Matt Watson back at James Valley Christian School. Tightwood here, 53-50. The Vikings by three. Miller has the ball with 3.6 to play. So they're inbounds. Either we're going to overtime or the Vikings are going to win this home game. The Tigers in a tight one as well. The Tiger boys with 6 minutes to play in the third, leading Sioux Falls Lincoln 34-31. That is our game of the night over on Tiger. Again, the Tiger boys up 34-33 with 6 minutes to play in the third. Miller with a chance here to either tie or take their third loss. They'll inbound to Lichty. Lichty will take the three. It's no good, and that should about do it. It's out of bounds off Miller as it did not catch iron. And the Vikings going to inbound. We'll see if the rustlers even have time to foul, and they will not. That's going to be your final score. James Valley Christian, 53. Miller, 50. We'll have a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming your way after a two-minute timeout. And then, of course, we'll turn that over to another pregame show as we have another ballgame yet to play. The Miller boys, the James Valley Christian boys, ready to lock it up. And I don't know if they can live up to the suspense of the first one. The biggest lead was 9. It was right around the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third. And other than that, this thing was a basket or two throughout. And the hometown Vikings come away with the victory, 53-50 over the Miller Rustlers. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one comes your way in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great times. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun? It is.
It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show number one, live from James Valley Christian School here on the north edge of Huron. And we knew it was going to be a pretty good game coming in. The James Valley Christian Vikings had been off for about a week. Their last game was a win in the third-place game of the 281 Conference Tournament against Iroquois Lake Preston. Vikings came in at 7-4. The Rustlers had won four games in a row. Eric Norton and the girls had come in at 8-2. And the Vikings pick up the home win by a basket, 53-50. The difference, a Krista Robinson, Kaylee Robinson three, with inside of a minute to play. She didn't even end up high point on her own team. We'll talk more about that as the post-game show unfolds. So for the Miller Rustlers, they go to 8-3. They got eight off the bench tonight. All five of their starters did score, seven total. Vikings, just the five starters, or just four of the five starters in the scoring column. But again, huge games from Alexa Gertz and Kaylee Robinson. And again, we'll detail those a little more individually here in just a little bit. Gary Zell Auto Glass does bring us our post-game report. Thanks so much to Gary Zell Auto Glass for that. And, of course, our scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. We'll try to get you a quick Tiger Boys update here. That is our game of the night, that makeup game with Sioux Falls. Over on Sioux Falls Lincoln over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And let's see, with 4 minutes to play in the third, the Tiger boys leading Sioux Falls Lincoln 39-36. So we'll see if we can pass along any other scores on your scoreboard, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Girls basketball scores, let's see. West Eden Springs leading Sanborn Central Woonsocket with a minute to play in the first, 16-10. Woolsey Westington leading Highmore Herald 16-14 with 4 minutes to play in the first half of that one. Sully Buttes beat Hitchcock Tulare in girls basketball tonight 49-40. And as we mentioned, James Valley Christian a winner over Miller 53-50. Jump over to the boys' side, see if we have any scores to pass along. If they're the last half of a doubleheader, some of them probably haven't gotten underway quite yet, and it looks like that is the case. The Tiger boys, again, in a tight one, a three-point game at last check at Sioux Falls Lincoln. Send it back to the studios for another minute and a half. We'll come back with our individual scores from the girls' matchup, and we'll be pretty close to a boys' pregame show. Again, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one. James Valley Christian girls beat Miller 53-50. Back in 90 seconds, a minute and a half on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Morgan State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hero.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshield, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
So thanks again to Gary Zell Auto Glass for bringing us our post-game report. Also, of course, thanks to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us scoreboard updates. So the scoreboard here at JBC, 53-50, Vikings win. Eric Norton and the Rustler girls will head home 8-3. They got 8 of their 50 off the bench, 4 from Madeline Sianga. She was 2 of 4 from the line. And 4 from Kaylin Anderberg. She was 4 of 4 from the stripe. All 5 starters did score for Miller. Jolie Palmer with 3 points. She was 1 of 2 from the line. 4 for Grayson Wirtle. She was 0 for 2 from the stripe. Kate Lichty knocked down a 3, hit for 7 in the game. And 2 more with 14 apiece. Aaliyah Schlechter and Morgan Kolda. Morgan hit a pair of 3s, went 2 of 4 from the line. Aaliyah did most of her work in the second half, all from the paint. She had 2 old-fashioned 3s in the second half. So Schlechter, 14-2 from the line. Kolda, 14-4 from the line. Rustlers score 6 in the first, 16 in the second, 19 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 50 in the game. They go 11 of 18 from the line, and they fall to 8-3 with with the loss here tonight. Over to Krista Robinson and her now 8-4 James Valley Christian Viking girls. The four of the five starters scored. Rihanna Hood missed a couple of free throws in the fourth quarter of this game. 2 points for Addison Knight. She was 2-2 from the line. Addison Bartholow put in 8. She was 2-4 from the stripe. And Kaylee Robinson and Alexa Gertz, again, the balance of the scoring tonight. Robinson scored 8 in the fourth, including the go-ahead 3 with under a minute to play. She scored 12 in the second half, 19 in the game. She was 3-6 from the line, hit 2 threes, including the go-ahead 3. And Alexa Gertz, she put up 24 through 3 quarters. Did not score in the fourth quarter. Alexa hit 2 threes in the game. She went 6 of 11 from the line. So Gertz 24, Robinson 19. Vikings score 12 in the first, 15 in the second, 15 in the third, 11 in the fourth. They go 13 of 25 from the free throw line and pick up the 3-point win, 53-50. So that's Gary Solano Glass postgame report number 1. We do have a boys game yet to come, and of course we'll follow that up with Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report as well. Send it back to the studios for a minute. That'll do it for Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 1. Back in a minute, we'll talk boys hoop. 60 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
The certified public accounting firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, Kathy Ryan's bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, one of the things we talked about before the girls' game should be a pretty good game, evenly matched up. Lady Vikings 7-4 at the time. Rustlers were 8-2. And this boys' game, not so far off, just kind of the other side of the spectrum as far as team success has been. The Rustler boys come in at 2-8. They've lost 3 games in a row. The Vikings come in at 3-7. They have also lost 3 games in a row. So somebody is breaking a 3-game losing skid here tonight. Now, James Valley Christian will not have head coach Al Wager here tonight. He is dealing with a death in the family in Minnesota. So Casey Franson will be taking over. Didn't get a chance to talk to Casey because we're getting ready for the girls game. They're wrapping up the boys JV game. And obviously, Coach Franson there taking care of that. So not able to get a word with Coach Franson tonight. We will just Steve Shoemaker here with a quick Miller Wrestler conversation, which actually isn't the worst thing because we're only about 5 minutes away from starting lineups. So let's send it back to the studios here for 60 seconds. When we come back, a quick conversation with Steve Shoemaker. He is the visiting head coach for the Miller Wrestler boys, getting ready for the boys part of our girl boy doubleheader. Miller and James Valley Christian, Wrestler head coach Steve Shoemaker next on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwitzen, agent at Volkwitzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast food, and ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beagle beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on 1210 KOKK. Moving over to boys basketball. Girls game is in the books. We get ready now for James Valley Christian hosting the Miller boys. We'll talk to Coach Wager in a few minutes. Right now, Coach Shoemaker from Miller. And Coach, thanks for joining us here. Obviously, I don't think I saw you. I saw you at Redfield, the Redfield game a couple weeks ago there at home. You guys come in tonight at 2-8 on a little bit of a losing skid here, lost three in a row. Talk a little bit about since that Redfield game, I guess. So just a lot of stretch in the last couple weeks.
Well, we've played some tough teams. We just haven't quite